right, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, interesting guest, guys, we just had on. He's another one who's fighting the good fight, getting the truth out, exposing the liars and the lying liars and the lies that they tell, as Al Franken would say. And that's all they do, guys, 24/7. I mean, you know, this has got to be the worst lying administration we've ever had. They're worse than a lot of other areas, too, but... well, I guess that's why. When you are guilty of the worst crimes of any presidential administration, naturally you've got to tell the worst lies to cover up those worst crimes. They go together. But, I mean, never in the history of this country have we seen such a scandalous... you know, we've had scoundrels in there before, but good heavens, some things that they did some good for the country. You know, they had to mix some good in with the bad, so that they would look legitimate, so, you know, there'd be something to point to, and they could say, see, we're helping you, we're doing this, but there's nothing with this administration, absolutely nothing they have done, nothing they have said, that has been even remotely designed to benefit the general public. Everything they do is designed to stiff us, folks. Plain English, that's what they're doing. I mean, Oh, it's unbelievable. I've said it before, I'll say it again, bring back Nixon, bring back Johnson, bring back FDR. You know, none of them compare with this guy in the level of treason. The Constitution has never suffered such deadly blows as what it has under this administration. And, you know, if I sound redundant, I am, and I intend to be. This has got to be continually drilled home. People have got to get this, you know, this message has to be gotten across. You know, how many ways can you say, wake up? This country is in its most desperate hour that has ever been in its entire history. We're on the brink of complete disaster, complete collapse. The Pan-American Union is due to kick in next year. Well, actually 3 years, but if they have it their way, it probably will be next year. They want to get it kicked in quick because they know that people are starting to catch on. And they're trying to do what they can. I think they're trying to precipitate a crash, guys. And then implement the AMRO as a means to save us. You know, that's what they did to get the Federal Reserve Act passed. They created the panic of 1907 that was precipitated by J.P. Morgan by creating false rumors of insolvency from rival banks like the Knickerbocker Bank, all designed to convince the public that, see, we need a central bank to stabilize our monetary system so we don't have crises like this. And then, of course, after we got the stabilizing central bank, along with the fraudulent money system and the income tax that went along with it, it wasn't even, 16 years later that we got the crash of 29 and then the ensuing depression. And then since then, a whole slew of recessions. There's your stabilization brought to you by the boys at the Federal Reserve. And you wonder why Ron Paul wants to shut it down? He recognizes, like far too few others have in Congress over the years, what our real problem is economically in this country. It's the privately owned, privately run, for-profit Federal Reserve system. They set the interest rates, they evaluate the currency, they determine you know, how much money is put into circulation, and therefore they have complete control over our economy, and they've never been audited. Ron Paul, again, is one of the very few in congressional history who has pushed for an audit of the Federal Reserve, and every attempt to do that has been blocked. You know, really, if somebody knows otherwise, call in and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember there being anyone else who's ever spoken against the Federal Reserve in Congress since the early 1930s. Louis T. McFadden, and there were many others before him, but since McFadden, and of course he was murdered, they don't tell you that in the history books, but he attended a banquet and died shortly after from food poisoning. He's the last person I know personally who stood up against the Federal Reserve in Congress. And you got to wonder why. Did his death send a message, just like Kennedy's death sent a message to all future presidents? Because everyone we've had ever since has been a scoundrel. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, by Steve Shank Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, folks. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Just to let you know, we've got some great guests, guys, lined up in the coming days, weeks. Just to give you a foretaste, tomorrow we got Pamela Schufer coming on. Very interesting. She's had some interesting experiences. She'll be coming on, yeah, tomorrow for the 2 hours. On Monday, we've got John Perkins. I think I mentioned him yesterday. He's the author of... he's known, of course, for his first book. His new one just came out. His first book was Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And his latest one, Secrets of the American Empire, or The Secret History of the American Empire. It's really good. I was thumbing through it last night. A lot of good stuff in there. I want to ask him about, he talks about the profiteering that has gone on from the tsunami of 2004. So I want to be talking to him about that. Very interesting developments that he has uncovered with that. Tuesday, Chalmers Johnson, the author of several books. I'm trying to remember the name now of the one my favorite one I've read by him. It's on American Empire, anyway, is in the title. I think that might just be it, the American Empire. Anyway, he's got a new one out as well. We'll be talking about that, but very, very nice guy. Just sent him one email, and he wrote back and said, oh, I'd be delighted to come on your show, and he's actually taking the full 2 hours, which is unusual, because usually somebody of that caliber, professor at San Diego University, only squeaks out half hour out of their schedule, you know, but I managed to get the full 2 hours from him. So this is going to be very interesting. Chalmers Johnson, if you're not familiar with him, Google him. Really good guy. John Kottmeyer will be on Wednesday with us. He's the founder of the Save a Patriot Fellowship. Going to talk about the scandal of the income tax, which, of course, is the issue that the Browns are being harassed over, and that's putting it mildly. And then Thursday and Friday, Don Paul, not to be confused with Ron Paul. Don Paul is another 9/11 researcher. He asked, actually, to be given both days. He wanted 2 full days, Thursday and Friday, to go over 9/11 in detail. So we'll be talking about that next week, Thursday and Friday. I tell you, folks, you can't talk about 9/11 enough because the more you dig into it, it's just a bottomless pit of evil and corruption and lies and contradictions, and there's just no end to it. As you listen more to this show, you're going to get a full, PhD level graduate course on 9/11. It's something I've paid particular close attention to, done quite a bit of research on, and of course wrote my book, Piercing the Fog of 9/11. So, I don't want to, focus too much where I'm going to bore people, but I don't think this subject should be viewed as something boring. It's the biggest crime in American history, folks, and it remains unsolved to this day. Well, it's not unsolved. We know who did it, but officially, if you go by the official story, Bin Laden still runs loose, and we've never been presented with any evidence that he was, in fact, guilty of it. That evidence has never been forthcoming. So, as far as the official story goes, the mystery is unsolved. How can you drop this? How can you say it's boring, let's move on? You can't. 9/11 has been used and continues to be used as the precedent for, the Afghan war and somewhat for the Iraq war and all the other fiascos this administration has pulled with all its constitution-trampling legislation. 9/11 has been the excuse. So it has to be harped on. They're trying extra hard, coming out with these phony reports like the Purdue one yesterday, trying to save this story. The House of Cards has already collapsed, and they're trying to put it back together again. That tells you the desperation they have, trying to save this story. That tells you what a fraud it is. We need more than ever to pull this this carpet out from underneath them and have the whole little world collapse on them, folks, because that's what's used to justify this whole war on terror. Once you realize that the whole foundation of the war on terror is a fraud, then obviously you'll see that the war on terror itself is a fraud, that all the terrorist alerts have been frauds, all the terrorist arrests have been frauds, the trials, the Massawi thing and the Zakawi tapes and the KSM arrest. It just goes on and on. KSM, guys, was reported dead in late 2001, just like Osama. Zakawi was reported dead half a dozen times. And who knows if the Zakawi that they claim to have killed last year, it was in fact the original Zakawi, if there is an original Zakawi, if there was a Zakawi at all. Every time they released tapes of him, it was a different person, literally. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the degree of lies, the scams. You got to be brain dead at this point to think there's any credibility to anything this administration has said or done. Anyway, I wanted to go on to some news items here. This was in Raw Story yesterday. Article called Bush to Send Top Diplomat to Israel for Military Aid Talks. Oh, heavens to Betsy. This is unbelievable, man. Can you... Jeez. This is the country that bombed its way into Lebanon last summer. Please tell me that you guys that you haven't forgot that. And what provoked it? Israel said, they arrested two of our soldiers. Well, first of all, those two soldiers crossed the border into Lebanon, okay? They didn't go into Israel and arrest them. They had no business in their country. They did this to provoke them. So that, they could use that as an excuse to bomb them. That's all there is to it. And now documents have emerged that Israel was planning to invade Lebanon long in advance. And you know what they were hoping? It didn't work out for them. The Arabs are too smart to fall for their traps. They were hoping that Syria was going to get involved. And then from there, Iran was going to get involved when Israel attacked Syria. And that this would escalate into a at least Mideast-wide conflict, if not globally wide conflict. And I'll tell you now, it would have been global because the U.S. would have stepped in, Russia would have stepped in to defend its ally, Iran, and you would have had a big, massive mess. That's what they want. Understand that is exactly what they want. The globalists brought us World War I. They brought us World War II. They wanted to set up world government after World War I, so they set up the League of Nations. It failed. So then after the next war that they staged and profited handsomely from financially, they also profited financially, politically as well, handsomely. They set up the United Nations, which is nothing more than the League of Nations with a facelift. That was to be their catalyst for world government. Well, that hasn't been working out quite so well. So now they realize, okay, I guess we've got to have another world war. Bring the nations to their knees, and this time we'll set up another entity like the United Nations, and we'll pawn it off as an absolute necessity, even if the nations don't like it. Can't you see? This is the third world war we've had in the past 100 years. We have to have world government to save the world from another calamity like this, because the world just won't survive. They're doing it. Do you understand? It's the Hegelian dialectic process, the thesis, antithesis, synthesis syndrome. This is what Hegel, the German philosopher, had called for. You set up a crisis, and you come along, and you provide the solution. This is what I was talking about with our guest earlier. You know, they raise the costs of Medicaid, raise the prices of medical care so high through the roof that the average person cannot afford it. Never mind the average person, even people who have six-figure incomes can't afford medical costs anymore. They do this on purpose so that the public will cry out for health care. You know, they show you that, see, Europe has this, and look how wonderful it's working for them. Canada has it. Look how wonderful it is for them. Just to sucker you in so that once you do, once you give into it, then they pull the rug out in Europe, they pull the rug out in Canada, they pull the rug out here. Then you'll see where this is all going. They haven't pulled the rug out with the EU yet because they want to get the Pan-American Union over here. When that happens, then you're going to see what really lies behind the EU and other regional unions that have been formed around the world. Some of them are political in nature. Some of them are economic in nature. Some of them are military in nature. You've got your CEDAW and your NATO and your African American States Union, your South Americans, the Organization of American States, and on it goes. All of these things are created by the same people for the same reasons. Regardless what the premise is, whether it's to unite them militarily or politically, it doesn't matter. The goal is always the same. This is what Brzezinski called for in his 1970 book, Between Two Ages. To bring about a world government, we've got to regionalize countries first. Get them together regionally, get them used to working in tandem regionally, and then we can bring them all together under one global umbrella. That's what this is all about. Anyway, I got off on a long tangent there. Coming back to the original article I was citing, with all that in mind, now here's Bush wanting to meet with Israeli officials to talk about military aid. This is the loose cannon that almost kicked off World War III last summer. That was their intention. The loose cannon that invaded Lebanon, that bombed Beirut into the Dark Ages, into the Stone Age. Anybody who's ever seen the pictures of that city last year from the bombing, it's just absolutely unbelievable. And nothing, absolutely nothing was said or done by Washington against Israel. They totally got away with it. In fact, they were exonerated. Oh, they're doing the right thing. How dare those 10-year-old Palestinian children throw rocks at those Israeli tanks and chip paint off them? Take that, you evil terrorists. I mean, the city was absolutely devastated. I remember, I think it was MSNBC, they had a 360-degree picture that you could zoom and see the devastation. Everywhere you look, as far as the eye could see in that city, the buildings were just demolished. Billions and billions and billions of dollars of damage. And no telling what the human toll was. And, there were hospitals that were bombed, Red Cross ambulances that were bombed, rescue vehicles. No discrimination. There was no precision bombing there, unless you want to say that they were bombing with precision, these rescue vehicles. And now they want to give them aid to do more of this stuff. We'll be right back, folks. This is sickening.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, folks. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We got a caller here on the line, Kenneth from Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome to the show, Ken.
Good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you're at there.
Afternoon here.
Yeah, well, where do you transmit from?
I'm out of Boston, right near Boston.
Oh, okay, up there. Okay, so you're a little ahead of me. I'm down in Fort Worth here. I guess you talked about Ron Paul's bill to abolish the Federal Reserve Corporation, right?
Right.
Yeah, about time. I just wrote my Congress lady down here and told her to get it up and vote on it, and I wrote to two Texas senators, and people should do the same thing and say, put in the same bill in the Senate.
Awesome. See, folks, that's what you need to do is...
Right.
Tell them harass to these people.
And I
harass
tell my congressman, I said, do it now. Not tomorrow, right. Not next week. Do it right now. And you got to give your congressman orders.
Yeah, absolutely. They're working for you. You're their boss.
Right.
And they want to make it look like they're your boss. No. That's
no,
not
no,
how
no,
it works.
Right, exactly. I wrote a postcard. I said, we inform and you perform. But it's your responsibility to inform your congressman.
We hire them, we pay their salaries, and
right.
Oh, what a handsome salary that they vote themselves, isn't it? We didn't vote them that salary. But anyways, we're the one fronting the bill, and look what they do. Look what they do when they turn around. Oh, it's just so repulsive. Yeah, make demands. Don't suggest. Oh, I think it would be nice if you... No, you call them and you tell them what they're going to do.
That'll make you the subject, won't it?
Yeah.
Right. This
isn't royalty here. We're not in 15th century England.
Right, but the difference between England and here is we're the kings and queens.
Yeah.
And you got to tell them in no uncertain terms that we're the king and queens. Now do this and do that and vote no on this.
You know, people always say, "Oh, I'm just one person. What can I do?" Well, that's something you can do right there.
Right. But anyway,
call them, right. Email them, fax them, you name it.
Right. Tell your senators to put the same bill that Ron Paul has in the Senate.
Yeah.
I wrote both of mine and told them.
Yeah. And you know, again, it's because people don't do what you're doing that they get away with this. If people were letting them know that they're onto them and they're not going to put up with it, that's going to put fear in them.
Like,
they're going to do something. They're
like Lindsey Williams called, we're part of the loud crowd.
Yeah.
Loud and proud.
There you go. Loud, yeah. Proud crowd. I, like,
yeah, I got a couple of things. I'll tell you what I do down in Fort Worth. I got a cable access show and show conspiracy books.
Oh, cool.
I dig them out and I just make a little show and I show the covers. I Xerox them off the internet. People should go out and find the books. I just show the shows down here in Fort Worth. I play different conspiracy videos over here.
That's great.
Yeah, and people should do that in their cities.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. Most local cable access channels are hungry for airtime. You know, to fill spots. They don't have enough. So they just keep playing reruns of stuff over and over and over. If you brought to them a DVD or a video cassette of anything exposing, you know, the New World Order, the 9/11, whatever, they will play it. I'm telling you, they will.
Yeah, and then I collect cable access shows from different cities and play them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're 1 hour and they're made right. They're not selling anything. But get yourself a DVD. Walk down to the cable show or cable access studio and knock on their door and say, "Have you got a spot where I can play this?" Like you said. If there's nothing on, there's nothing on. If there's too many people, then they got too many. The slots are all filled up. But it can vary. I play mine on Friday night at 8 p.m., so I got a good slot. And they play it three times during the week. That's one thing I do. Can I make another a political observation? Okay.
Sure.
Prior to '88. I was down in Florida in 88 when we got Florida withdraw the call for the Constitution Convention, along with Alabama prior to that, and Louisiana drew within 90. I think they saw a potential Constitution drop from their hands. Now, since 88, you had Waco, Randy Weaver, you had 40 gun bills in the House, they took a church away in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oklahoma
City.
The
Patriot Act. And you can come up with some more, I bet you, if you just think about it. Looks like they're going to have a Constitution by increments.
Yeah.
Because they don't see a Constitution Convention happening within the near future, and thank God there ain't going to be one. But now there's political pus coming out from Rockefeller and a Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg Boys, and that's the only thing we fought back before 88. But now you're talking different game.
Well, you know, I guess they realize, okay, we don't have to have a Constitution Convention. We'll just trash the thing through these post-9/11 power grab laws that they're pushing. Yeah.
Right. That's what they're doing. Hey, we need a Patriot Act, and we need a Homeland Security. For what reason? I don't know. It's much more like a Gestapo, as far as I'm concerned. And next thing is, who's running it?
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't come out with...
And what country do they come from, you know?
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't come out with We Love You So Much Act, too, you know?
Yeah, and here's another...
We do this because we want to protect you Act.
Here's another political observation. The news, back in 1910, 20, 30... Newspapers was about the only thing you could get information out, and they controlled the opinion pages and the news. And then radio come along, and they controlled radio. Then TV come along, and they controlled TV. Then in 1954, I used to watch Joe McCarthy live chasing communists on television out of WBKB in Chicago, Illinois. They started losing control. And then in 1958, the John Birch Society starts finding books and publishing stuff. And that drove them nuts, so they badmouthed them and poo-hooed them and always linked them with the Nazis and the Ku Klux Klanners, and they started losing more control. But now they are out of control. They lost control. You've got all these websites with information. All you got to do is hunt it up. Another thing I do, I hunt the information, I mean the websites, and I write them down on little cards that come out of the magazines, and I send them to everybody. And all you got to do, I tell them to hunt and print and fax and put it on their electric bills, water bills, you know.
Well,
hey, you gotta go. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Ken. Great job. Keep up the good work. I hope other people will follow that example and do the same thing. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Lose the love I knew, safely leave it through.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. I'm your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, you know, guys, really, you can't get away with that anymore. Oh, I'm just one person. What can I do? You know, most of the big changes are coming about at the hand of one person. In fact, all through history, that's how it's been. One person. You know, look at Ron Paul. One person. The only person in Congress for decades on end now who's made, you know, any effort at all to get the Federal Reserve audited, to get it abolished. One person. And, you know, if he makes it in office, wow, what a difference that one person is going to make. Providing they don't kill him, of course, which wouldn't surprise me. I fear for that man's life, let me tell you. But one person, you look through history, most of the major changes in history, and that works in the negative as well, unfortunately, but most major changes in history have come about by one person, one radical person bringing about changes. So don't ever say that, oh, I'm just one person, what can I do? Can do a lot of damage for good or for bad, hopefully for good. And, you know, just do stuff like the Kenneth there is doing, you know, get some stuff on the air with your local cable access channel. Just take some DVDs over. I'm telling you, they will play them. They will. All kinds of stuff you can be doing, you know, call up your representatives, your senators, voice your opinion, let them know that you're not going to stand for, you know, this bill or that bill, that you want them to vote against it. Tell them that they're to vote against it, or you're pulling support. You're going to make sure all your friends and your family and your neighbors don't vote the guy back in. This is what we have to do. They're not our bosses. We're their bosses. We don't work for them. They work for us. Unbelievable, the arrogance of some of these monstrosities. Public servants. Yeah, whatever. They're serving someone, but it isn't the public. I'll tell you that right now. Here's another interesting headline, guys, come out the past day or two. I think it was yesterday. Pentagon hires ABC reporter to improve PR, to improve public relations. good luck. Good luck. Sorry, you guys blew it a long time ago. Now, notice. The headline does not read, Pentagon attempting to change its ways to improve public relations. Or Pentagon hires ABC reporter to ensure the public that it's working on reforming itself so that it can have better public relations. No. They just hire an ABC reporter to give the impression that we should like the Pentagon. It's propaganda. You know, Goebbels would do this under Hitler and, oh, that was evil. Oh, look what they did. They lied to the people. But, you know, they do this right here in your face. This stuff is reported openly. And, you know, people don't even bat an eyelash at it. It's no big deal. Look what they're doing here. Look what's going on. The Pentagon is engaging in bold-faced propaganda, hiring at your taxpaying expense media thugs to make them smell purdy-purdy. It's unbelievable. Yeah, some of you might recall on the front page of the Washington Post last year, April 10th it was, there was an article about the Pentagon engaging in a major propaganda campaign targeting the U.S. home audience, beefing up the role that Zarqawi was playing in the insurgency in Iraq to drum up more support domestically for the Iraq war. In other words, they were lying, saying that Zarqawi was playing a much more major role than he was. I'm not sure if that was Zarqawi number 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. I don't remember. But anyway, it's unbelievable. Mainstream article admitting. So they had several Pentagon officials that came forward and told them this anonymously, and they actually presented some Pentagon documents to substantiate the story that the Pentagon was lying to us, engaged in a major propaganda campaign. So now here they are hiring this ABC reporter to beef up their public relations. Obviously, we're dealing here with another lie, another scam, another propaganda tactic to try to make them look good. Look, it's too late, boys at the Pentagon, okay? We know the Iraq war is a fraud. We know about your little military-industrial complex. We know that you hire these liars in ABC and other media outlets to make you look good, but there's not a darn thing they can do for you at this point, okay? We know what's going on. We know the bulk of our national debt comes from our so-called Defense Department, which I must say, I think we need to change the name to Offense Department, Secretary of Offense. That has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? It certainly fits in with the work that they do there. Secretary of Offense. You know, if they would just change the name, it would make it a little bit more acceptable, a little more palatable, wouldn't it? Anyway, Capitol Hill Blue reported, I think this was yesterday, job approval sinks below 30% for Bush. Now, just a minute here. Hold the horses. Job approval ratings sink to below 20%. I didn't know it was above 20%. You know, isn't it interesting that MSNBC can come out with polls showing that, I think the last one was 86% of Americans want Bush impeached? And this was a huge poll. I don't know, it was like 60, 70,000 responders, something like that, nationwide. 86% want him impeached. That means that the most that he could be getting, according to that poll, of support is 14%. By the way, that 14% remaining did not support Bush. It was divided three ways. One group said, yeah, Bush is no good, but, you know, impeachment is kind of extreme. But they weren't supportive of him. You know, that was like 6 or 7%. So that means that his support rate I forget what it was, maybe 4 or 5% that said, no, don't impeach him at all. He's a good president. According to that poll, he only had like 4, 5, 6, whatever it was, percent supporting him. And yet now they're telling us that he's now dropped below 30%. Guys, you know how many times polls have come out? They have him one day at 28%, then he's at 36%, then he's at 34%. I mean, it's always hovering around that area, somewhere around one third. And every time they'll say, oh, he's reached a new low, usually, this is the first time I've seen one where it says he's gone below 28% saying it's a new low. But it's not a new low. He's been below 30% before, even in the mainstream polls. But usually, it kills me, usually he's hovering around 35%. It'll be 34, 35, 36. And they'll say, a new low, and he's still at 36. And then a month later, oh, a new low, and it's still at 36. I mean, what is this? I'm telling you now, I bet that scoundrel isn't above 7 or 8% support, if that. I bet it's not even that anymore. And that includes the Pat Robertsonian Christian wannabes that think he's a man of God and don't see the horns underneath his little halo that he got from Walmart. I mean, come on. The lies, the scandals, it's just so disgusting. It really sickens me. But anyway, job approval rating sinks below 30% like it was ever. I do have to agree with Laura Bush. She did say a few months back that, I don't agree with these polls. These polls are lying. She's right. Let's face it. You know, he's way below 20-something percent, way below the teens, as a matter of fact. The Independent reported. This goes back last week, I guess. Dumbed down, tarted up. Dan Rather's verdict on his successors at CBS News. That was an interesting article for those who read that. This is how far behind I am on the news. I'm going back. I got stuff going back over a month ago that I haven't reported on the show here yet. Haven't talked about, I should say. Dan Rather, folks, has been coming out with some interesting condemnation statements about his buddies back at his old... stomping grounds there. I don't know, Dan, might be a little too late, but nevertheless, it is encouraging to see this former mainstream journalist blasting the mainstream media in this country. I do have to call attention, too, to an interview he did with the BBC back on, I think it was May 16th of 2002, where... And, you know, keep in mind, Dan Rather, yeah, traditionally he was part of the cover-up team. I mean, one of his first big stories he covered was the Kennedy assassination, and he lied about the Zapruder film. He said, oh, yeah, I saw the film, and there's no question, you know, Kennedy was shot from the rear. You can see him slump forward. He wasn't bargaining that the Zapruder film was going to be subpoenaed from the Time Life building within a year or two by District Attorney Jim Garrison from... Louisiana, from New Orleans. Jim Garrison, of course, was the only person ever to have launched a legal suit, engaged in any court action against some of the conspirators. And he would have won, except, of course, the thing was rigged. The judge threw out one of his key pieces of evidence. But the jury did say after that trial, by the way, that they had no doubt that there was a conspiracy. But they couldn't convict Clay Shaw because of the lack of evidence. But, they said there's no question that he proved that there was a conspiracy, there was a cover-up. Anyway, but Dan Rather was part of that cover-up, guys. And in the ensuing years since, he has engaged in a lot of cover-up activities simply by omission, if nothing else. If he wasn't outright lying, he simply refused to report certain key pieces of information. So, I can't exonerate Dan from his past dealings, but he's won a few brownie points with me in the past several years since 9/11. Who knows? Maybe he's trying to make amends for his past deeds. He's getting older, the grave is around the corner, and I think he's wanting to make things right. And so there he was on the BBC in May of 2002. He made some really profound statements. The most profound, actually, I've ever heard come from any mainstream journalist in this country. Of course, keep in mind, he was on a foreign broadcast network when he said these things, but He said, the media in the United States today is designed to protect the backsides of those in power. He said, there's a pervasive fear that you will be rubber tired if you talk about things going on in the federal government and with big business. And that's interesting because he said, I don't exempt myself from this criticism. So, you know, he was admitting that he plays the game or was playing the game too. Rubber tired, by the way, is a term he used to refer to how dissidents, political dissidents in South African countries traditionally have had tires put around their necks, filled with gasoline and then lit on fire. He was talking figuratively there, of course, or maybe literally too, who knows. But very profound statements that he made. And now again, he was quoted last week in the Independent. Again, notice, foreign news agency. He doesn't speak quite so candidly over here for obvious reasons, but I got to tip my hat to him. You know, he's saying that the media is not asking key questions. They're not honing in on important issues. They're dodging around them. And he's absolutely right. They are. And I think Dan is finally realizing that, yeah, you know, where this is all leading. I think he thought before that, well, you know, it's not good what's going on, but at least I can maintain my nice income, my nice job, my cozy position. And it's, as long as it doesn't affect us here at home, I guess it doesn't really matter. But guess what, Dan? I think Dan realizes it now. It is affecting us here at home. They are out to stiff us here. It's not just foreign countries they're targeting now, guys. We have become the enemy. We're the last pin to fall. They're done using us. They've exploited us to go fight their phony wars. They got most of what they've wanted now. Now it's time to bring our economy down like they've done in so many other countries around the world. Dan is realizing this. And now he's somewhat speaking out, although I think he needs to become a little more vocal than he has. But who knows? Maybe he's afraid for his life, too. But then again, you know, how can you be afraid for your life and not want to speak out when the truth is, pretty soon here, if you don't start speaking out, you're not going to have a life. They're going to destroy our lives, guys. They pretty much already have as it is, but not enough to their liking. They're just getting warmed up, as a matter of fact. They're going to bring us down to third world status. They're going to turn this into a complete Gestapo police state. And all you got to do is look at their own admissions. I mean, Tommy Franks, I'm going to do a whole show on martial law coming up here at some point. You know, look at statements that Tommy Franks has made. In fact, I think I might have made reference to this, actually, on a previous show. But anyway, Tommy Franks was quoted in the December 2003 Cigar Aficionado magazine as saying that it's not a question of if, but when we're going to have another terrorist attack. And when we do, it's going to mean implementing some form of military government. Unbelievable. He said, clearly many Americans aren't going to like this one. It's going to have to be something we're going to have to resort to bring back law and order. And it's going to mean the end of our experiment with democracy, the end of our constitution. You can just imagine him rubbing his hands together. He repeated those same words, by the way, on Fox News the next year in August of 2004 on Fox News with Hannity. I was watching it. Couldn't believe it. Right out in your face, you know. Anyway, we have a call. Deloitte out in Idaho. Welcome to the show, Deloitte.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about what I've been doing. I listened to a previous caller, and I sent certified letters to both of my senators and reporting criminal activity in the White House in relation to the Leo Wanta money deal that was going on. Uh-huh. And I got a letter back from one of the senators that said that he didn't respond to email stories, and the other senator didn't respond at all. And the reason I sent him certified was so that I could prove that they have been notified of criminal activity, and they're required under the Constitution, so I'm led to believe, to respond, to act on things like that. Well, this past weekend, I called them and I said I wanted them to vote no on cloture. And I said that to vote yes was an act of treason against the country. And Tuesday, I had the Idaho State Police show up at my door wanting to know if I had any intention of carrying out my threats to the senators. And I don't know which
Unbelievable.
One.
Unbelievable. And what exact threats did they cite?
Well, they didn't. They didn't. They were questioning me, and I just went ahead and told them. You know, they
you know, said, this is like that. I don't know if you heard this story. There's an 82-year-old guy down in Pennsylvania. He wrote a letter to the editor of his local newspaper, And this was after Saddam was hung, you know. And he said they hung the wrong guy.
That's all he said.
He didn't make any reference to Bush. In fact, later he said, I could have been talking about Osama, that they should have hung him, you know. But the Secret Service shows up at his door, an 82-year-old man. And they acted like, yeah, that he was threatening Bush's life. And unbelievable.
Well, I told the officers that were standing out here that Bush was a criminal and he needed to be hung, and these senators were complicit with the treason that's taken place in this country, and they need to swing on the White House steps starting early in the morning, and their bodies need to swing there all during the day as a reminder to those who would contemplate treason against this country. And I believe I've read somewhere back in the Constitution or some of the earlier days where that was the law.
Hold that thought, and we'll pick up when we get back. Be right back, folks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got a few more minutes here. Got Deloitte on the line from Idaho. Hey, Deloitte, I'm glad they didn't build a road up to your house and bring the tanks in and shoot your wife in the head as she's holding her 10-month-old baby in her arms and shoot your son in the back and kill your dog.
Oh, I was so embarrassed for the state of Idaho when Randy Weaver was abused up there like that. It was a total miscarriage of justice. He was set up on those firearms charges because he wouldn't spy on the Aryan nations for him.
Well, it's like Waco. They did to him what they did in Waco. They intended from the beginning to murder everybody. That's the whole point. That's what it was all about.
And I'm afraid they're going to do the same thing with Ed and Elaine Brown.
Yeah, it's that's why I keep reminding people, you got to call those numbers and show support. Call the local officials and keep them under the spotlight because, yeah, they're just waiting for people to back off, go back into complacency, and then they're going to pounce. They want them dead. They're murderers. They're using, you know, the guise of law enforcement to engage in murdering people that expose them.
And there's no law there at all. It's tyranny. I'm sure the state police came out here simply to intimidate me.
They're more afraid of people who are unarmed and yet have a brain than those who have no brains and have arms. You know what I'm saying? They're not afraid of criminals with guns. That's not the issue. They're afraid of intelligent thinking people that pose an ideological threat to them and expose their little fiascos.
Well, I didn't hold back. I told them exactly what I thought. I told them that I was looking into convening a common law grand jury to indict both those senators for treason. I told them a whole bunch. This was a 20-minute conversation in my front yard. It wasn't just a quick thing. And,
you know, and
they said, well, we just came out here to see if you had any intentions of carrying it through. And I don't know where to go from here. I saw a couple of people.
So, I mean, they walked away, and that was it. They didn't pursue anything. They didn't do any. I mean,
no.
What could they do? But,
no.
Yeah.
I told them that I was a true patriot.
It's just a scare. It's a scare tactic. That's what it is.
I think that the two guys were, I think they were some of the good guys. But you never know because they'll lie to you to get you to say what they want you to say so they can haul you away.
Well, a lot of times they're scared too, and they'll respond just because they don't want feds coming down on them, you know, and they'll pass off the fear onto you. But they might not really like it, you know what I'm saying? They're just doing what they feel they have to do to keep them off their backs. It's sad that it's come to this, you know.
I told them I wasn't going quietly, and when the blue hats are on the corner, I'm going to go out and shoot them.
Yeah.
I said, there's a big problem here. Our country is going down the tube, and these senators are not listening to me. Half the time, I don't get a response from them when I do call or send them an email. And the rest of the time...
They don't care because we're dealing with selective law enforcement. None of these laws that they're getting passed, that they're signing over, that take away our rights, are going to affect them. So, you know, why should they care?
Well, I still think that everybody should notify their senators with certified letters of the criminal activity that's taken place so that we have a legal leg to stand on to arrest them for treason. Because if we can truly convene a common law grand jury, as soon as those boys get back to their house, their free ride is over, and they can be arrested at that point.
I agree.
And I don't think there's any statute of limitations on treason, and I don't think they can hide.
And they've committed treason on a number of grounds. Tell you what, Lord, you ran out of time, unfortunately. Thanks for your call. Call again anytime.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, have a good evening, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. We've got a great guest coming up again. We'll see you then.
A message for all homeowners.